NASA and the Department of Defense rehearsed recovery procedures off the coast of Florida, just in case.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Part of preparing to send humans to the moon is ensuring that teams are ready for any emergency on launch day. During a recent launch pad abort scenario, teams conducted a normal launch countdown before declaring an abort just before the rocket was scheduled to launch. During a real pad emergency, Orion's launch abort system would propel the Orion capsule and its crew a safe distance away, orienting it for a safe parachute splashdown off the coast of Florida. For the simulated splashdown, the test Orion with mannequins aboard was placed in the water 5 miles east of Kennedy. U.S. Air Force pararescue jumpers arrived to use unique DOD and NASA equipment to retrieve the mannequin crew and transport them for medical care in helicopters, just as they would in the event of an actual abort during the Artemis II mission. Rehearsing extreme scenarios is just part of NASA's work to keep the crew safe as we explore space for the benefit of all. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.